Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaction. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. We are joined by a vegan running for the House of Representatives. We are fortunate to be joined by Robert Mason. Robert is an independent candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, Texas Congressional District 3, North Texas. He is supported by the Green Party, and he's also supported by the Humane Party. The Humane Party is the only vegan political party in the U.S. He has a little bit more about Robert. Robert Mason has always thought outside the box, so it's no wonder that his approach to politics is so counter to the status quo. A native Texan, Robert attended Dallas Schools, St. Mark's School of Texas, and Highland Park High School. His earliest political experiences came as a volunteer for Ross Perot's 1992 presidential campaign and Mr. Perot's subsequent United We Stand America convention in 1996. After high school, Robert matriculated to the Virginia Military Institute, where he earned a BA in International Studies and Political Science with a minor in history. Upon graduation, Robert returned to North Texas, where he worked in real estate and investments. By the late 2000s, Robert had become frustrated with some of the problems he witnessed in the investment world, so he decided to return to school to better understand business at large. He moved his family to Pittsburgh, where he worked full-time while earning an MBA from Carnegie Mellon University's Temper School of Business, with concentrations in entrepreneurship, finance, marketing, and strategy. He also served in student government for his class. After graduation and a short stint in the D.C. area, Robert again returned to Plano, Texas. Today, Robert draws on his diverse experiences to guide businesses set to revolutionize their prospective industries.
Right.
I am running as an independent candidate for U.S. House of Representatives in Texas District 3, North Texas, a little bit north of Dallas in Collin County. I'm an independent U.S. House candidate, but I have the support of the Humane Party, based in California, and the Green Party. The Humane Party is still fairly small at this point. They're established, and they're a great group of people. Yeah, but we need to get the word out about them. There we go.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Robert Mason. Welcome, Robert, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is very exciting, and thank you for your noble service to this world.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I'm anxious to hear about logical, ethical, governmental politics. So tell us all about it.
You and me both, right?
Yeah.
I am running for U.S. House of Representatives as an independent candidate, really with the goal of adding some transparency and logic to our system.
Yes, and I enjoyed perusing through your website and also your Facebook page, Robert C. Mason, as your professional page, and also your website.
Yes, ma'am, which is www.robertmasontx.com.
Yeah, so it's great that you have all the issues up there. So for anyone who'd like to know where you stand on the issues, and so, of course, you have included in that the Second Amendment, climate change, education, electoral college, energy, environment, equality, fiscal responsibility, health care, immigration, jobs and economy, national security, social security, terrorism, and veterans. And I'd like to ask about equality.
Equality, in my mind, is all living beings that we impact through our daily lives in society. But what's really frustrating is special select groups that get certain privileges over others, whether it's based on finance, whether it's based on race, whether it's based on country of origin. And as U.S. citizens, that's really not what we should be about. And we need to make decisions that affect all humans and all animals that reside or are controlled within the borders of our nation. It's that simple. I can't really understand how any government decision is made for one group but not another. I fundamentally believe that we're all affected equally, and we should be treated as such.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you very much. And how about climate change?
I err on the side of science. Everything that we do affects climate, from industry to, I'm going to absolutely harp on this for the rest of the conversation, animal agriculture. And not only in the waste products produced by large animal agriculture populations, although more and more I think we see the destructive evidence of what's happening to our environment from those wastewater and really very poorly constructed wastewater systems to be polluting our entire environment. That's not to say anything yet about the chemicals that we're releasing into the atmosphere, not only again from methane and ethane gas produced by the animals themselves, but also the tremendous amount of petroleum that goes into maintaining those massive herds of animal slaves that are become part of our food system. I think to have a real conversation about climate change includes animal agriculture, it includes energy, it includes education. That it's silly to me that our current government just doesn't even acknowledge the problem when it is affected by so many different aspects of U.S. life.
That's so true, Robert. And that's what I really like about the Humane Party, is that they address this very serious issue, and they address it from something that you said, which I'm really happy that you brought this into awareness, that it's slavery. And so I know that some platforms might address factory farming, for example, but that platform doesn't address the horror and the injustice and the crime of enslaving other individuals. And so that's what I like,
sure,
that the Humane Party addresses that, so it's the root cause so that we can help solve all these crises and atrocities that keep happening in the human arena millennia after millennia. And so that's very important, so thank you.
It's my pleasure. And you've nailed it. Whether or not you have empathy or sympathy for the animals that are part of that system, you need to be aware of, as a human on this planet, you need to be aware of what's going on, because it affects so much more of your life. Healthcare, for instance. We spend in this country, I believe it's a 2016 figure, but we spent $38 billion subsidizing animal agriculture in 2016. And then last year, we couldn't find $7 billion in our budget to cover really some very basic healthcare expenses for less fortunate citizens. And so we're spending money creating a healthcare crisis by promoting animal products. And that's why it doesn't even start to touch the psychological ramifications of what happens in those animal factories. But then we can't find money to help alleviate the negative condition that $38 billion expenditure causes. We've sold out to corporations whose sole interest is turning a profit, and we can't understand why we're devolving as a society and have terrible health problems, terrible gun violence. It all has to do with the psychology that we've created for ourselves, and that needs to change fundamentally. And our government needs to be spearheading that revolution, not regressing on a near daily basis.
Yes, and that brings me back to my joy that you are running for the House of Representatives in the Texas Congressional District 3. That's what we need, is a man with sanity and solutions. Thank you, Robert Mason.
I got into this in large part for my three daughters, but now I'm pretty involved for myself. I sleep better every night. I get to have wonderful conversations with citizens really across the United States that just have interest in seeing their existence and the existence of our nation improve. It's a wonderful position to be in.
Speaking of the existence of our nation to improve, Robert, I'd also like to ask about how you became vegan.
Sure. I have certainly developed a stronger compassion for animals since I have become vegan. I was introduced to veganism, years and years ago. Thought it was crazy. Of course, I live in North Texas, which is a big cattle country. Meat is certainly part of the standard way of life here. It wasn't until I really moved to Pittsburgh in 2008 and had tremendous access to farmers markets and really even farms. If you can drive about 30 minutes outside of Pittsburgh in any direction and end up picking your own berries or apples or finding fresh produce, and it's pretty amazing. So that move really opened my eyes to a different way of life from what I had been sold in North Texas for decades at that point. I really became vegetarian almost on accident. I woke up one morning and realized, it's been a couple of months since I had meat. Why would I reintroduce that to my lifestyle? Giving up milk and cheese took a little bit longer, and largely taking those out of my diet came with a health scare that my wife experienced some years ago. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and we did all of the genetic testing, and I started reading just a lot about where does cancer come from and what causes it, and really what it comes down to is that if it's not hereditary and genetic, then it is toxins that we've introduced through our lifestyle. And I really set out at that point to reduce the number of toxins, not only to improve the statistical outcome for my wife and her battle with breast cancer, which she got the all clear last year and is in phenomenal health today, but also, again, to improve the lives of my girls and my own livelihood. Lord knows I've spent decades as the bad guy before I found the light and started fighting on the side of good. And so my veganism really started with wanting to eliminate toxins from my life.
And I know that many people who are still not vegan feel that they're eliminating toxins just by going organic, and not understanding that when we say the toxins, we're talking about substances that shouldn't be in our system as humans, because we're naturally plant eaters or naturally herbivores. And so when we say the toxins, this also includes the breast milk of bovines, for example.
That's one of the biggest.
Right. Could you talk a little bit about that for those who might not understand of what's going on that is carcinogenic in the breast milk of bovines for humans?
Bovine breast milk, cow's milk, is, in my opinion, one of the biggest offenders. And that also has to do with all the estrogen that gets pumped into breast milk. It's all so toxic for our bodies, and it just fundamentally changes who we are.
Thank you, Robert. Even if those who are purchasing only organic and there's no antibiotics, first of all, it's extreme suffering to the bovines, the cows and their calves.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. But also, too, with the work of T. Colin Campbell, for example, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, casein in the breast milk of bovines, the protein that's also carcinogenic, as well as the natural growth hormone without even the artificial growth hormones being added. Simply, it's designed to make a 90-pound calf grow into a 1,000-pound being in less than a year. It's to produce growth, and there you go. There's cancer, growth-producing tumors. So anyway, I'm really glad that you're very conscientious on the health aspect as well as holistic health, and that you've shared your experience and your insight, and also with your family, with your three daughters and your wife. Thank you, Robert. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. No, of course, it's my pleasure. I think it's important to be able to have, some transparency, especially in my position running for political office. I want to inspire others to make better decisions when it comes to their own self and their own livelihood. And that starts with education. So I think transparency is very important throughout this process.
We're listening to Robert Mason, an independent candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, Texas Congressional District 3. This is Molly Narrow. I'm the host of Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org. At this time, I'd like to announce three upcoming vegan events, two in Massachusetts and one in Texas. In Texas, there's the first opening of an all-vegan grocery store in Austin, and that's happening on March 24th. Then two events in Massachusetts. Anonymous for the Voiceless, Cube of Truth, is being held at Elm Park in Worcester. And that's on March 25th from noon to 2 p.m. And also, there's another vegan event at Clark University. And that is a business presentation by the Black vegan couple who recently opened the Vegan Nest Cafe. This event is sponsored by Clark University Undergraduate Net Impact. And the Vegan Nest Cafe will be talking about their beliefs, sustainability, and entrepreneurship. And this is being held at Jefferson Hall, room 320. Clark University is right next door to our studios here at the WCUW radio station on Main Street. And this event at Clark University with the owners of the Vegan Nest Cafe is free and open to the public, including vegan refreshments from the Vegan Nest Cafe, and that's 7 to 9 p.m. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. And now we'll continue our conversation with Robert Mason. Robert is joining us via Skype in Plano, Texas. Thanks again, Robert, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Yep. Thanks again for having me, Marlene. This is really a phenomenal opportunity.
Oh, I am greatly honored. I'm thrilled. You're totally awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. One of the foundational principles of yoga is the notion of ahimsa, which it's a Sanskrit word that means non-harming. And the idea being that, you know, in your lifestyle, you should make really any decision that makes you a better person, so long as it doesn't hurt anything else or has the minimum possible impact on the livelihood of others, and not just other humans, but all other animals. And so I think as a combination of going vegan to eliminate toxins and really embracing my own sort of yogic spirituality, animal compassion becomes a natural next step.
Well, thank you. And speaking of that, with education and transparency, I'm really excited that you'll be at the Veggie Pride Parade in New York City at Union Square Park, Manhattan on April 8th. So let's hear a little bit about that.
Sure. This is kind of new territory for me as well. I have only been vegan for a few years and only politically vegan for, I guess, a little over a year now. So this is actually going to be my first Veggie Pride Parade as well. This is the 11th annual. Sunday, April 8th, starts at noon in the old meatpacking district at Greenwich Village. And the parade will proceed through the streets of Manhattan. And it culminates at sort of an open festival at the northern end of Union Square, where they'll have local vendors. They're going to have a costume contest and a number of vegan speakers. Last year, I know that my friend and another politician supported by the Humane Party, Clifton Roberts, was one of the keynote speakers, and he spoke very highly about the event. There's lots of video available on YouTube. It was really fascinating to see so many New Yorkers turn out. I'm really excited about participating this year.
Yes, and I'm really excited about the special speaking event being held at 4 p.m. on April 8th in Manhattan at Union Square Park, and that is on vegans and politics. A Democratic
vegans
Party.
Vegans and politics,
yes,
sure.
Yes, Democratic Party, Green Party, Humane Party, Libertarian Party, Republican Party. A discussion about how to free the animals. The Q&A at 4 p.m. will be a panel that brings together vegan activists from different existing political parties and discuss their views on achieving animal liberation.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I think it's really important to point out the list of parties that you just made. This isn't a party issue. It's not a bipartisan issue. It is it's a citizen issue. This affects all of us, no matter how you identify politically. And so it's really important to have representation from all of the parties there in order to come at some sort of consensus that's ultimately going to improve quality of life for all Americans.
We're listening to Robert Mason, an independent candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, the Texas Congressional District 3. This is Molly Naro. I'm the host of Vegan Nation.
As long as we are allowing lobbyists and special interest groups into education, they are promoting their own desires and their own motivations, not the motivation that is truth. I've been to business school. I have a pretty shiny MBA. Businesses are after one thing, profits, and that's fine. I'm not anti-capitalist. I do think that we need goals to pursue through capitalism, and improving the general American quality of life is a great goal. It's one, as a citizen, I don't know how you can argue against it. The problem that I see in our society today is that citizens don't make those decisions anymore. Super citizens do, and the only super citizens are corporations. Corporations are driven 100% by profit, not by making a positive impact on the communities and citizens that they serve. And that needs to change.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. And can you give us a recap of your run for the House of Representatives, Texas Congressional District 3?
Sure. So Texas, as I'm sure you're reasonably aware of, whether through fact or profiling, this is a very Republican, very meat-based society. I was the only vegan I knew, I think, in North Texas when I started running. I'm glad that that has changed, because there's really a tremendous vegan population here in North Texas, and they've been extremely supportive of what I'm trying to do. It has been an uphill climb. There's no two ways about it. As an independent candidate, we don't have the financial resources that the big parties do. And so we have been really trying to stretch the few dollars that we do have to have maximum impact, which has largely culminated, you know, in releases through the website. Now that the Texas primary is over, we're really going to step up our social media game. So you'll get to see my smiling face in all sorts of videos, some that are going to be a little edgy and progressive, and others that we're just doing to, I guess, cast light on some of the ironies that we've allowed to exist in our society for a little bit too long. So we'll have blog posts being released as well on each of the tenets of my campaign platform. So we're definitely hitting the social media scene pretty hard, really beginning almost immediately, doing what we can to spread the word and continue to raise money so that we can have better impact.
Oh, sounds like a wonderful campaign. Best wishes, Robert.
Yeah, thank you very much. It has certainly been the most unique campaign that I've ever seen in North Texas, which I'm very proud to be spearheading.
We're listening to Robert Mason. And Robert, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. Are there any additional messages that you'd like to leave for our listeners?
You know, we talked a little bit, Marlene, about the Veggie Pride Parade and the vegan in politics afterwards. Can I give a shameless plug for their website?
Yeah.
It's www.veggieprideparade.org. The Humane Party, you can find plenty of information on their website as well, www.humaneparty.org. And last but not least, my own, www.robertmasontx.com. Everybody I know to be associated with certainly my campaign, with the Humane Party, and with the Veggie Pride Parade, we love what we're doing. We're always happy to answer questions. So you can find all of our contact information at any of those resources. Please don't hesitate to reach out. That's the great thing about my job right now, is we're really here to help you. So if you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to reach out. That's what we're here for.
Thank you, Robert. You're an inspiration.
Thank you. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you.
You are too. Thank you for having this wonderful show.
Thank you. And I really like how you are holistic with yoga, with nutrition, with business, with plant agriculture, with really helping humanity to evolve into higher consciousness, which is to create a just, peaceful, abundant society for all.
Oh, you know what? And the thing is, we're so close. We just need to, like, cut out some corruption, and it all falls into place.
We're listening to Robert Mason, an independent candidate for the House of Representatives in the Texas Congressional District 3. Thank you very much, Robert, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Marlene, thank you so much for having me. This has been a true pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, I can't thank you enough. You're such a sweetheart. Thank you for doing, I mean, honestly, this whole show is phenomenal. Thank you for everything that you're doing to promote the causes as well.
Thank you, Robert. And best wishes, and I look forward to following your campaign.
Yeah, are you going to join us in the Veggie Pride Parade?
Possibly, I'm not sure. So,
okay.
Yeah, but definitely if I make it down to New York City, I'll be sure to find you and also Clifton Roberts.
Please.
and Maggie Sargent.
Yes.
Yeah, and Lisa Coleman.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And probably the others, too. Maybe others are traveling to New York for this.
Oh yeah. I mean, they must have had, 11 or 12 different speakers last year. And so this year, I believe, is the first year that the Humane Party has kind of officially taken over the events.
Oh, okay.
And so I imagine there's going to be a really good turnout. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, there's a lot happening. This is great for spring, new beginnings.
Right? Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Robert.
Yes, ma'am. Marlene, yeah, please let me know if I can help additionally. You certainly know where to find me.
Okay.
Thank you for this opportunity.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Yarrow, wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And joy to the world. Let's go out with our theme song by Joseph Peck and his Steel Pan Caribbean Band. Be sure to join us next week for more news and music on the vegan lifestyle.